The fall of the Roman Republic, 121 BC to 59 BC. Marius versus Sulla, the opening of the Civil War. With the Social War over, which of course is the war between Rome's allies and themselves, it was time for Rome to deal with Mithridates' revolt. Rome's two most well-known and experienced generals, Marius and Sulla, were eager for the command in the coming war against Mithridates. Marius wanted to recover the popularity that he had enjoyed after the Jugurthine and the Cimbrian Wars, and Sulla wanted the command because he thought it would be an easy victory and would be a source of power, fame, and fortune. Sulla had always been a man who spent lots of money seeking pleasure. Well, the Roman Senate ended up awarding Sulla the command. The rivalry between the two generals might never have gone the Civil War if it weren't for Tribune P. Sulpius Rufus, consul tribune in 88 BC, who was a friend and an admirer of Livius Drusus the Younger. Like his friend, Rufus strongly opposed the Senate's restrictions of the newly enfranchised Italian allies to only 8 of the 35 Roman tribes in the tribal assembly. Though a member of one of the most ancient and illustrious patrician families and an heir to immense wealth, Rufus gave up his patrician status in 88 BC in order to qualify for election as a tribune. Like Gaius Gracchus, Rufus was a remarkable orator. Even Cicero declared he was the best that he had ever heard. As tribune of the plebeians, Sulpius Rufus made 4 proposals, which were presented in 1 omnibus bill. In other words, he mixed all of these together. First one was to enroll the new Italian citizens and freedmen in all 35 tribes. Second was to recall all Romans that had ever been exiled. Third, exclude from the Senate all members owing bills in excess of 2,000 denarii. This was to prevent bribery and corruption. And fourth, replace Sulla with Marius in the command against Mithridates. And of course, he added that to get Marius's veterans to vote for his proposals. Well, number one was the least acceptable, but only received the support of 12 tribes. He needed 18. So to get 6 more tribes to support him, he had to make a deal with Marius, who in exchange for command against Mithridates would have his veterans vote Rufus's way, which would give him the vote of 6 other tribes that he needed. The bill became law, but there was considerable opposition and violence over it. Sulla first tried to prevent the passage of the bill by declaring a religious holiday in order to suspend all meetings of the Assembly of Tribes. But exasperated by repeated use of this ploy, this drove Rufus and his followers to arm themselves and then riot. Sulla survived by fleeing to, of all places, Marius's house. Marius, like an old soldier doing good for another soldier, allowed Sulla to escape by a back door. Marius expected Sulla to simply go into exile. Instead, Sulla rode to his army, which was besieging the city of Nola. There he persuaded them to march on Rome. During the ensuing Reign of Terror, first Roman general to march into Rome at the head of an army, and he's forever cursed for that too, he set fire to all sections of the city that had rioted, and he killed lots of innocent people. Rufus tried to escape, but was betrayed. He was murdered, and his head stuck up on the rostra in the Roman Forum. Marius also fled, but was found hiding in the coastal marshes, up to his waist in mud. He was taken to the civil authorities for execution. When the executioner, a Cimbrian slave, entered his cell, Marius fixed his eyes on the slave and in a daring voice challenged him to kill the great Gaius Marius. The executioner dropped the axe and ran, which is, that's a great story. You got to have something like that every so often. Then the city magistrates, ashamed that Marius, the great savior of Rome, should be more honored by a slave that he had conquered than by the citizens he had saved, set him free and let him escape to Africa. During this reign of terror, Sulla attempted to disarm one of the best generals of the social war by transferring the command of the legions in central Apennines in Italy from Pompeius Strabo to a more cooperative colleague, Pompeius Rufus. Rufus arrived with his command papers and a death warrant for Strabo, but Sulla signed a death warrant, not noticing the wrong name was on it. He had mistakenly put Rufus's name instead of Strabo's. So he handed his official papers to the legion officers to take command, and they obligingly followed the orders and executed Rufus. But Sulla is now in charge. So, of course, he's going to rescind the laws of Sulpius Rufus. He's then going to introduce a law to relieve debtors by reducing the maximum rate of interest down to 10%. Then the Centuriate Assembly, which was controlled by the patricians, took up the legislative powers that had been taken away from the Tribal Assembly. The Tribal Assembly was reorganized so the senators and upper middle class had a clear majority, so they controlled that as well. The magistrates were also required to consult with the Senate before introducing new laws. Sulla also attempted to interfere in consular elections, but failed. He did extract a promise from one of the new consuls, Lucius Cornelius Cinna, not to tamper with any of Sulla's constitutional changes that had already been made. Sulla then took command of the Roman army for the east and headed out to deal with Mithridates. And of course, once he leaves Italy, all of the people that he defeated are going to come back together again. And so this is just the warm-up of a major disaster for the Italians. But for Mithridates, it's a real plus because he's not going to get crushed. He's just going to get a relatively simple treaty because Sulla needs to get back and punish everybody. Now, the sources for this, the History of the Romans by Heckelheim and Yao, Chronicle of the Roman Republic by Matusak, and the History of the Romans by Born. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out the CDs, check out the souvenirs, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.